It's Friday, December 21st, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese authorities are now threatening to fire police officers who do not fill their quota for arresting Christians based on a 100-point evaluation system with scores assigned for each arrested believer, reports the religious liberty magazine Bitter Winter. This comes as Chinese officials have arrested about 160 believers from the Early Rain Covenant Church along with their pastor Wang Yi this month. But the church leadership has pledged faithfulness to Christ even unto death. The tax-funded Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is telling Canadians that the best way to, quote, mitigate climate change, end quote, is to, quote, have one fewer child, end quote, in a country where the murder of unborn babies is publicly supported. Canada's birth rate sits at about 1.6 children per woman. The last time the country saw a viable replacement birth rate of 2.1 was back in 1971. Psalm 127 verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." Italy legalized abortion 40 years ago, but an increasing number of physicians in the country refuse to kill babies in the womb, reports Public Radio International. The number of gynecologists in Italy who refuse to perform abortions has grown from 59% in 2005 to 70% at present, and in some localities it is as high as 90%. Christianity in the UK declines as a ComRes survey last year found that only 6% of British adults are practicing Christians. In line with that, a new study by OnePoll found about 40% of British millennials surveyed do not even know that Jesus Christ is the baby in nativity scenes. A similar percentage did not know about Mary and Joseph, the earthly mother and stepfather of Jesus. John 1:10 reminds us that Christ was in the world and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. President Donald Trump told U.S. House Republican leaders yesterday that he will not sign a Senate-passed spending bill that does not include funding for border security, reports Fox News. The House will try to amend the bill to add $5 billion for a border wall with Mexico, but passage of the bill remains unclear as the government faces a shutdown this week. The city of Laurel, Maryland, has reversed a zoning law that prevented Redemption Community Church from holding worship services in a coffee shop owned by the church or face heavy fines. The city also changed their zoning codes so that no other churches would face a similar ordeal, thanks to the work of Alliance Defending Freedom. Arizona pastor Jeff Durbin of Apologia Church and founder of End Abortion Now addressed the Phoenix City Council last week, calling them to account for not defending the lives of unborn babies as required by God's word and Arizona state law that bans abortion.
"My purpose in coming before you this day is to be a witness and a voice for the fatherless, preborn neighbors who are being dismembered, poisoned, and chemically burned in our state, in your city, and under your watch and jurisdiction. Not only is taking the life of an innocent human being in the womb against God's fundamental command to not murder, is against current and unchanged Arizona law. And it is your responsibility to uphold justice for our preborn neighbors and to interpose by putting an immediate end to this massacre of innocence."
Commenting on pro-life activism, Durbin told FaithWire.com, quote, "We have felt that the pro-life movement demonstrably engages in neutrality as they fight this issue. They do not fight against it from an explicitly Christian perspective or gospel-centered perspective," end quote. Psalm 119:46 says, "I will speak of your testimonies before kings and shall not be put to shame." The Parents Television Council is urging Congress to pass the Family Movie Clarification Act that would allow filtering services like VidAngel or ClearPlay to filter graphic and sexual content from movies on streaming networks like Netflix and Hulu. Activists have protested Hollywood's legal challenges to such technology that would help parents filter out certain content, protecting the innocence of their children. And finally, Arkansas Christian couple Michael and Terry Hawthorne adopted 7 siblings who were in foster care recently, giving them a forever family this Christmas, reports Fox News. After coming out of an abusive home, Dawson, the oldest sibling, said, quote, I'd been praying to have a family that I can enjoy Christmas with. You're safe. You know you're not going to leave." End quote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes. On this Friday, December 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.